So we'll see the store classification with on basis of the product merchandise store sold. That is the second classification. So first we saw on basis of location. Now we are seeing on basis of product merchandise sold. So if you see, there are two different options. One is the food option, what food retail is. The second one is health and beauty. So again, there are different varieties. There could be apparels as well. So here the classification first, for example, we will see with regards to the food retail. So the retailer who's selling food, they can come into supermarket, they can come into hypermarket option. They offer, certain stores offer luxury products, specialty foods, variety of groceries and fresh produce. So the supermarkets can sell, or they, depends upon the location, they sell fruits, they sell vegetables, they sell meat, cut cold cuts, they sell fish as well. So depending upon the catchment analysis, the store, and depending upon the customer need, there can be localization, there can be product offering where they can see if the customer is buying those product, they will keep that product. So the first classification is with regards to the food, specialty foods, what they are offering. Certain grocery stores sell ultra luxury products or high-end products also, depending upon the catchment, depending on the locality. So if somebody wants a vegan product, that is also available. If somebody wants only bakery fresh bread, that area needs bread, there's a high consumption of bread products or other products, they can do that bifurcation as well. So that is with regards to the food retail classification. Moving to the next segment is the very important segment, which is growing in a very rapid phase. That's health and beauty products. So pharmacies, beauty boutiques and wellness stores, especially in health and personal care products. So there is a lot of awareness with regards to the self-care, where looking good is, everyone wants to look good, and which has resulted into a lot of chain of pharmacies. There are a lot of beauty boutiques which has come into picture. There are a lot of wellness stores which has come, which specializes into the health and personal care products. So nowadays, even men have a lot of grooming products. They have beard gel. They have shaving cream. There are sunscreen options, sunscreen skincare available for men as well. So which has given growth, which has given options to the male gents also to use those products, and that has helped into a lot of stores coming into this segment as well. So if we would see the store classification basis on product, so first option was food. Now we have seen the second option, which is health and beauty products. So there are a lot of retailers who have come through this segment as well. The third, moving ahead, that would be hard goods and durable goods. So first option was food, second was personal hygiene. The third option is hard goods or durable goods. So there are a lot of big retailers like Croma, Reliance Retail, and they are into electronics, appliances, furniture, automobiles. So that the third point is classification on basis of the merchandise sold. So here the third option is hard goods, white goods you can say. So your white goods examples could be a washing machine, refrigerators, air conditioners, the smaller appliances like a mixer, grinder, iron. So these are the examples of with regards to the white goods. Furniture, there could be sofas, there could be bed, there could be office chairs, there could be bean bags. So that would come under the furniture segment. Automobile and soft goods. So definitely there are a lot of products which go with automobile industry as well. There are seat covers, maybe there are air freshener. So that would come under hard goods, that would come under durable goods. Soft goods, definitely the options are footwear, fabrics, cosmetics and accessories. So if you see, customer wants everything, right from apparel, they need, the basic need is of food, apparels, cloth, shelter. And definitely once this needs are fulfilled, they move to the next need, which could be a luxury one. So there are retailers who offer only specific footwear stores. There are stores which are only selling footwear, and there are supermarkets and hypermarket departmental stores who sell apparels as well as footwear. So this is again a bifurcation with regards to the product. And moving ahead, the leisure and personal goods. So definitely once the customer has fulfilled his need, he would like to try more products. With the advent of income, husband, wife, both earning, there is a nuclear family, there is increased income. So the customer wants to try new products, they want to experience new product, and that has given idea for retailers to come up with the luxury version of the products. So here, this type of retailers, they only focus on leisure, where the customer wants to experience a new product, enjoy that product, and ensure that they get delighted using that product. So this customized products can be with regards to the books, it can be with regards to music, art, and it could be with regards to personalized gift. So that's the fourth classification. So first we saw food, then we saw the healthcare product. The third one was hard goods. Now the fourth option is the leisure and personal goods. So we will now see how store classification happens on basis of marketing strategy. So first we will see that there is hypermarket and what strategies they have applied, what the logic goes in, what is the thought process of marketing strategy used by hypermarkets. So the hypermarket typically provides variety and huge volume of exclusive merchandise at low margins. So here the option is to sell the products at a low margin. The profits are less. It works on the volume business. So they know that if they sell products on higher number, the margins are less, but yes, definitely they will get good number of sales that will pump up the sales. So that's the strategy followed by the hypermarkets. The operating cost is comparatively less than other retail formats. So here there's a conscious decision taken by the hypermarket stakeholders, where they know that the cost is less, the margins are also low, but they want to do a huge volume where they can earn profits. So that's the marketing strategy which is followed by the hypermarket. Store classification basis of marketing strategy. So if you see, the best example is Big Bazaar, More, Spencer's, D-Mart, Reliance Smart. So if you see the marketing strategy, there is the best example which I can give you here is Big Bazaar, where they keep huge number of products, the SKU store keeping unit. There are a lot of products available. A typical Big Bazaar is 30,000 square feet and above. The same goes with More, that same goes with Spencer's, Mart, Reliance Smart, D-Mart. A typical D-Mart is 1 lakh square feet and above. They offer a lot of They offer almost all products in all categories, whether it's personal hygiene, whether it is retail, whether it's food. They have different products with regards to personal care as well. And the same goes with Reliance Mart as well. So here we have seen examples of marketing strategy. Now we'll see what a supermarket is. So supermarket is a self-service store consisting mainly of grocery and limited products or non-food items. So when we say non-food, it could be general merchandise, it could be a tumbler, it could be plastic, it could be utensils. So a supermarket is a convenience store where a customer comes, they have a basket or a trolley, the consumer comes, they pick up the product. Typically it's a grocery store. The ratio would be 60-40 grocery versus non-food. They have limited products available, and the customer, it's a convenience store, customer quickly comes, pick up, shops, and they leave. So that's an example of supermarket. You could see a Ramana supermarket. It's in a local area, doing customized product, not customized product, catering to the local consumers. So that is the best example of a supermarket. Convenience store. So moving to next segment, which is convenience store. So it provides limited amount of merchandise at an average price with a speedy checkout. So if you see, there's a Reliance Fresh, that's the example over there, or there is Spencer's over there. The store size could be anywhere between 1,000 square feet to 10,000 square feet. It's a convenience store. The customer quickly comes in, they shop, the emergency, there is immediate checkout as well. And they normally work with extended hours. So it could open early in the morning, around 7 in the morning, and they work till probably around approximately 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. and they have extended working hours. They do daily stocking, and they ensure that the stock are they what the customer needs. It's stocked daily over there. So it could be milk, it could be bread. So these are the convenience store which help customers on a daily basis. They quickly come, they pick up the product. There is a faster checkout, and that helps the customer on a daily basis. So that's an example of convenience store. Moving ahead, we will see department store. So there are the this Asiatic. If you see Asiatic over there, that's the department store which is in Churchgate, Mumbai, and that was among the first departmental stores offering a lot of products under one roof. That was the first example into retail. You can say an organized retail at those times. The second example is Shoppers Stop. So these are the if you see Shoppers Stop, it's a big brand offering a lot of products, brand assortment under one roof. They have soft as well as hard goods, and they are very good in customer service. So there are there are CCAs available, which is customer care associates available to help you out. They are available when you ask for help. They come out, they share the features, advantages, and benefits. They sell that product. They take the customer to the cash till, ensure that they give a good service. So these are the examples of department store. You could see Asiatic and Shoppers Stop. So that is department store. Moving to warehouse store. So that's the next segment based on the classification. So there are cash and carry stores which offer low cost, high quality product piled on pallets or steel shelves to end users. Also small retailers. The best example is Reliance, Metro and Booker's. So in this segment, they cater to the wholesalers. The profit margins are mentioned over there, and where the retailer can come, they pick up this product and then they start selling in their local stores. So there could be a mom and pop stores, or for an example, is there's a mom and pop stores called Janta stores. The owner will come to a typical Reliance cash and carry, or they will enter Metro, or they will enter Booker's. They will creep, buy the product, and there is the wholesale price available for them. So they pick up those products, then they load, they stack in their own store and sell to the retail consumers. So that is the example of warehouse store. Shopping mall. So moving ahead, what is shopping mall is. So as I said, because of this retail boom, which started around in 2004, 2005 onwards, there was a lot of shopping malls which came up in India as well. A shopping mall provides an ideal shopping experience with product and service stores, product stores, food court, entertainment like multiplex, gaming zone under one common roof. So as I said that with advent of nuclear, families coming into picture, husband, wife, both working, there's a boom in IT sector, there's a boom in telecom sector. A lot of additional income has generated. The consumer wants a new experience. So they want to try new products, and that has definitely given a concept of experience under one roof. So the shopping mall nowadays have convenience stores. They have service stores, product stores. They have personalized. There are spas available. There are food court available. And there's a definitely gaming zone for kids as well. So everyone has everything under one roof. So that's the shopping mall example for you. So if you see the example of malls, there's Inorbit Mall, there's R-City Mall, VR Mall, there is Phoenix Mall. So that's the example of malls we have. And these are the chain of malls available across India. So there are multiple malls, there are Inorbit Malls in Mumbai, there's an Inorbit Mall in different cities as well. So these are the best example of a shopping mall is flea markets. So there is another classification of market based on the products, and there are different type of flea markets available. The traditional street selling market, as I said earlier, there could be a Wednesday bazaar or there could be a Monday bazaar. So these flea markets come into the day when there is the traditional stores are shut. They have a weekly off. They have shut down their stores. The flea market typically operate on roads, and there are different vendors who come with their products. So there are street vendors who sell on this product. They offer a wide range. The price point is always low, definitely. So the best example is a Crawford Market in Mumbai. That's the flea market type area in Mumbai. And the second option, the best example I could give you is a Sarojini Nagar. There are different markets available in different cities. So this is one of the examples of the flea market. Moving ahead, the next segment with regards to the classification is a discount store. Stores offering wide array of products and services, mostly fashion oriented brands, but at affordable and cut rate prices. So the whole focus here is discount. They know the targeted segment, they know the consumer, they know that it's a very price point, price conscious consumer. And here the whole focus is price. So they offer products which are fashion oriented, but at affordable prices, at the cut rate prices. The best example would be discount stores. Companies having factory outlets offering discounts to promotion of stock, clearance or end of season sales. So in retail, normally what happens, there is a set. If there's a, I can give an example of a white shirt. So it might come in a small, medium, large and extra large. And sometimes it happens that the medium size is left out. Now this medium size is removed from the main store and it's put into a discounted store. So it's a fresh product, but there's a discount, 10% or 20% discount. Then the consumer who's a price conscious customer who wants a branded product at a discount rate, the consumer will not wait for the end of season sale. And he wants, and if he's a price conscious customer, he wants a discount. That person will go to a factory outlet, pick up a medium shirt, pay the discounted price, 10% discount or a 15% discount, satisfy his need. He's happy that he got a discount and he got a product as well. So certain companies have a discount store or they have factory outlet where there are products which are having a minor defect or maybe cut sizes are sold over there. And definitely that helps customer to wear a branded product at a discount price. So that's the example of a discount store. Now I'll show you the examples of discount store as if you see on my, if you see there's a Levi's factory outlet. There's the Indigo Nation over there. There's Lee, Levi's, Arrow, Nike. So all these brands, they all have a factory outlet where there's a discount available. The price conscious customer can definitely go over there, enjoy branded product at a discounted price. So that was the example of discount store. Moving ahead, we'll see example of mom and pop store where there's a definitely that the mom and pop store is a very small outlet. It's normally operated by an individual or a family. It's a family run business from generations, maybe a 4-5 generations. That store is there over there catering to the families. It's normally a family run business. They focus on limited and selected set of products. So it is a normal store which is available next to your house or the local shop, local area, which caters to the local area as well. So that's the example of mom and pop store. General stores, if you see the example of general store, there's a Ratan store, there's the owner over there. There has been in generations. So they keep general products. It could range from foods to different, they might keep a Band-Aid as well. They might have local products. They cater to the local community. The best example is your local grocer who keeps normally all the products, normally most of the products which are needed on day-to-day basis. Moving ahead to the next example, we have specialty store where it's in narrow marketing focus. They have merchandise like toys, shoes, clothing. So that's the example of specialty stores. They have a specific target audience where they keep in mind about the children, tourists and oversized person. So the specialty stores, there are numerous extra large stores with specific target audience who are on a heavier side, whose body type is on heavier side. There are specific stores who keep tourists in mind. They keep such products which are only the tourist keeps, and they just cater to the tourists. The best example could be a Bombay store. They keep mementos or they keep products which are related to India and Indian culture. So that could be an example of a specialty store. Moving ahead, with regards to the specialty stores, such stores are normally small in size. They have greater depth compared to the normal stores. So they have a range, different range, and they offer good, the salesperson has a good product knowledge and it's valued by the customer. For specialty stores, the salesperson has a definitely over an edge of compared to a departmental store or other formats. So here they do personalized selling. They ensure that the customer, what they are looking, the product is catered, is not customized, but yes, definitely it fulfills the customer requirement. The product knowledge is good, which helps into selling in an easier and faster manner. Boutique. So moving ahead to the next option would be boutique, where the concept stores are similar to a specialty stores, but they are very small in size and stock a single or limited brands. So if you see a boutique, they will offer, it's a very specialized store or giving different, giving options to the customer. It could be a bespoke store, customized. It is not, there's no range or depth available. It's normally less single products available, and they offer unique products, you know, which somebody, whether the entire market doesn't wear about it. So they offer single products and it's quite unique. So they keep a very less stock. This type of retail is very small in size. So that's the example of boutique. Value retailers. So when we move ahead in the next segment, we will be learning about value retailers. So if you see, there is a dollar store over there, and definitely the price range is low to mid. That's the non-traditional categories. They keep gift items, they keep craft items, mini home decor, and the price points would be somewhere 99 rupees or probably $1. So that's the option. That's the value retailer. The customer is aware what they are entering into, why they are entering that specific store. That is with regards to the value retailers. Next category is category killer or a specialist store. So when you come to this category, there is a supply and assortment in single category, a low price killer category, which kills the other retailer. So this type of category kills the specialty stores. The whole focus is on price. They sell all the products normally which are low prices, and they ensure that the customer buys without moving out. So they know that customer is looking for a low price, and that's what the product are stacked over there. The next few categories in such electronics would products displayed at the center of store, and salesperson will be available to address customer queries, give suggestions when required. So it with regards to killer category, it is kept in such a way that when a customer enters, it's there bang on at the entrance, and there's a salesperson available to help you with the features, advantages and benefit, ensuring that the customer buys that product, the customer care associate sells that product with his knowledge, ensure that it's there in the killer category and the products are sold off very quickly. The best example for this category is Home Depot or Wellspun. You could see Staples as well over there. So they keep the pile of the products stacked at the entrance. There are huge piles of product available, which a person or customer cannot miss. It's eye-catching at the eye level, ensuring that this product take off quickly. So moving on to the next segment, we'll see e-tailers. So if you see e-tailers, there is Flipkart, there is Amazon, there is Pepperfry, there is eBay. So the consumer can shop through order, through via internet. And definitely, as I said earlier, there is advent of mobile penetration. Nowadays, the apps are available. The customer can shop through mobile phone as well, using mobile internet. So e-tailers are definitely selling products via internet. If you see the examples of Amazon or eBay, Flipkart, what they do is they have generally the product available at a cheaper price, which is less than the regular rate, which is offered by a normal mom and pop store or a convenience store or a hypermarket or supermarket. Due to the reason of selling this at a lesser price is because they do not incur cost on distribution. They spend very less on advertisement, and definitely the margins and inventories, margins are a good number of margin available, as well as the inventory is high. So what does help this? They help on the passing to the benefit to the consumer, since the distribution cost is less. There is wholesaler is not available, the middleman is not available, the margins are good, and that is the strategy of the e-tailer. If you see the examples of e-tailers are Pepperfry, Flipkart, then there is definitely Home Shop 18, that's Amazon, there's Myntra, and nowadays there are other options. We have Ajio, we had Snapdeal. So all these products are example of e-tailers. So moving ahead, we would see direct selling is one of the next category which we'll be dealing in. So here in this category, it's directly selling to the customer through a salesman reaching out to a targeted audience. It could be house or it could be offices, or the products are available as and when available. There are definitely certain companies who have taken this option, which can be described as multi-level marketing route as well. So if you see this, the direct selling options, the best examples could be Eureka Forbes. There's a customer, there's a salesperson coming with the vacuum cleaner. That is one of the option. The second option of direct selling is Amway or Tupperware. In case of Tupperware, there are ladies who keep a sort of kitty party type, or they call ladies at their house. They showcase their product. Direct selling happens over here. That's the case with Tupperware. With regards to the multi-level marketing, the best example would be Oriflame, where they are selling this product. There's A1. Then there is Herbalife, who directly sells this product. So that could be direct selling as well. So these are the examples of direct selling. The next option is television shopping, where there's a dedicated channel available. The consumer can switch on TV, go to that particular channel, see the product code. Certain times there are different discounts available. So the consumer can actually see the products on a TV, hear the demonstration, listen about the features, advantage and benefits, and then they can place an order. So there's a phone number provided where a consumer can give a call and order that product. That product is delivered. The best example could be Star C. There could be the next second example is Home Shop 18. Third option is Asian Sky Shop. So these are the channels available, dedicated channels available for shopping. Customer can see the product, hear demonstration, buy the call on the customer number provided and shop accordingly. The next segment is vending machine. So this is typically self-operating units where the consumer has to punch in the money, press the button, and the product comes out. That's the example of a vending machine. So these are the self-operating units where the merchandise are stacked, stored, and it's dispensed as per the need or the wish of the customer once the payment is done. So that is the best example of vending machine. Vending machines are generally found in higher traffic areas like malls, university campuses. So if you see vending machine, it could be in the malls where they quickly want to pick up, where there's a children or a kid in the mall and they want a quick packet of chips. So that's one of the example. University campus is the best example where the vending machines are kept. Nowadays in different offices in the corporate setup as well, the vending machines are found where consumer, the employee pays the required amount, press the button and the product is dispensed quickly. So that's the example of vending machine. Moving to the examples of vending machine, you could see there is Cadbury's, there is Malayala Manorama, Malaya Manorama, and even Big Basket vending machines in society building. So a vending machine could have different products. It can have chocolates. The best example is Cadbury. It can have books as well. It can has different product category as well, depending upon the, it can be customized depending upon the society building as well. So that's the option available with regards to the vending machine. Moving to the next segment, we will see about kiosk stores. So these are typical standalone trolley kind of stores where basic cooking, heating, boiling and dispensing facilities available. That's the kiosk store. The average store size is 20 to 100 square feet, located in a high footfall areas like atrium in malls, high street and colleges. So this is a typical smaller version of a store where it caters to specific products. It could be used for cooking, heating, baking, smaller candy stores. The best example are Chinese meal. So a kiosk store, the best example would be a momo vendor selling momos, where you don't need much space, where there is cooking or boiling or dispensing is quickly available. One of the best example for Chinese meal is Wow Momos. That is, they have bigger stores now, but they initially started with a kiosk store. So the best example of Chinese meal is Wow Momos. Second is ice cream. Ice cream also comes under the kiosk store, smaller, and juice points. So these are the examples of kiosk store. Typical size is 2200 square feet, and they are mostly located in atrium in malls, where a consumer is moving through an escalator, and if they are moving from first floor to second floor, waiting quickly for a quick bite, a grab of a bite. So that's the example of a kiosk stores. Automated retail stores, that's the next segment. This is self-service robotic kiosks located in airport, malls, and grocery stores. These stores accept credit, debit card, or UPI and are usually open 24/7. So automated retail stores are mostly seen at airports, seen at the malls as well. And they are typically available 24/7 as per the consumer need. And they give you a lot of options with regards to the payment. They accept debit card, credit card, and they are normally usually open 24/7. So moving to the next category, we'll see service retailing. So under this category, the products are under the service category, there could be healthcare services, hotels, financial services, restaurants, travel, etc. So service retailing is, if you see, VLCC is definitely under health, healthcare services, beauty services, and then there are different restaurants, there are travel agents, they are providing service to the consumer. So if you would see examples provided are VLCC with regards to the beauty care, Make My Trip with regards to the travel, that's the example for travel, Vodafone stores, so they are providing services to the consumer, selling SIM cards, maybe giving troubleshooting advice, helping customer in case there are any issues with regards to the service. So it's a service industry, service retailing over there. That's services retailing.